From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, farmers are looking forward to recent changes the Department of Labor made to the adverse effect wage rate and how it could impact their finances. Kate Tynan, Senior Vice President at the Northwest Horticultural Council, says the AWER was pushing many out of business.
It's an incredibly challenging time, and this really has been the biggest factor in driving these growers' expenses to the point where they can't be sustainable.
As for those changes, Tynan says anybody who's currently here on an H-2A contract will not be affected.
So in terms of most of our industries here in Washington State, it'll be that 2026 growing season that will be affected.
So Tynan says if you have any questions.
The one thing we do recommend is for growers to contact the folks they work with on their H-2A contract to make sure that they understand how it affects them directly. Also, feel free to contact us at the Northwest Horticultural Council. We are putting together a list of questions we'll be submitting to the Department of Labor so that we can get additional guidance on exactly how this is going to be implemented on the farm level.
Tynan says a lot of the credit goes to Labor Secretary and former Oregon Congresswoman Lori Chavez-Dreamer, her knowledge of the H-2A program and the challenges growers are facing.
You know, we're only 10 months into this new administration, and we've already seen more progress on this issue than we have in decades on addressing our growers' concerns. So a lot of credit goes to her for that leadership.
Again, that's Kate Tynan of the Northwest Horticultural Council.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.